Kick its ass.
Good lad. For a mere 50,000 euro a year, I have to walk 20 less feet.
Right. You like a good lad, I'd say. Probably you
Skip
like
in your mouth.
Or your ball might even say. It's like taking a poo, but you get to do it like 3 or 4 times in one go. I assume that's a large amount of times to put it in and out for it to be satisfying. I don't know. Oh, I can do double as many as that if I pinch the bottom and keep some of the blood in. We've all got some bonus strokes in us.
Heavy, not hard, is sometimes all you need.
When you're already in, it is all you need a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. There is also something kind of cool about, like, not cool, it's cool and unusual, or cruel and unusual, one or the other. It's like, you know you're finished and this is over already, it's just still going. It's like, oh, she's starting to get into it. Oh, well, this is, I've got like 30 seconds left before the parade is over, so. Yeah.
And you kind of think to yourself, am I good enough at sex to make it happen for her in 30 seconds? And like, I would say 90% of the time, you have like Olympic athlete level belief in yourself. And yeah, then it all comes crashing down.
And it hurts inside.
Only a 90% fail rate, Gavin, is kind of a low key brag on your part.
I know, yeah, like the yeah, but that just goes to show I've only had sex 10 times.
I think the couple of courtesy thrusts at the end is the true definition of aftercare.
Yeah.
If I can go back and cherry pick, can we go back and cherry pick the times? To like only count down towards
that
percentage.
Think you would be in this mess in the first place.
I'm a monster. Worse even than Jimmy Carter, history's greatest monster.
History's greatest monster.
He was the greatest president of America because of his post-presidential career. You know.
Yeah.
That's a future didn't.
Yeah, it's true.
The president is the one we have now, and the past is the one we had before.
Yeah, this is sometimes you come up with a turbulence and it's very funny. An ambulance for people who wear turbans, and it's like that was worth it. So it's worth these one. It's worth these ones for when you come up with a good one. You know,
I have a 90% hit rate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, that's good enough. We're not in the fucking MLB, you know?
No. Ben's on-base percentage with turbulence is pretty good.
I like baseball stats.
Ben is like the opposite of one of those money ball players, though, where it's like he just hits it. When he connects with the ball, boy, does it sound good coming off the bat. And it sails through the air. Has like a Babe Ruth feel. But he's like got a .11 OBP. But his contract is massive. It's huge.
He's got a really hot girlfriend, you know.
Good confidence.
I took a lot of what was in that film and book to be like, oh yeah, that's what it was like. And you think about it, and it's like, well, was it really, or did the guy who wrote it get to decide that that's what these old guys were like, that they were just
I'm very clever with how I calculate things, much much more clever than these big dumb oaf idiots who didn't believe in me.
It's kind of the ultimate nerd thing as well, where it's like, I'll come in there with my logic and sense, and I'll know more than these guys who've been in it forever. And it's, you know, you do to an extent.
Yeah. Sorry, go on, Miles.
No, I know. Go ahead.
It's also a great way to ruin something.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Look at like the Premier League now, and it's like they have scientifically calculated exactly where they need to like pull the levers to win the league, and if with enough money you could just do it, and it's fucking ruined it.
It has destroyed it. Yeah, it's true, and the amount of money is so much bigger as well that you can't even get. Like, it'd be one thing if, like, you could predict it with the amount of money, but the money was small enough still so that you could be, like, a local rubber magnet.
Oh,
And you could come in and be like, I have the rubber plant. I don't know that there's a lot of rubber plants in the north of England, but something that they might have. Steel mills, you know, something like that. I come in, it's like, I'm going to buy Blackburn Rovers and we're going to win the Premier League once and then never again.
Yeah.
That'd be all right. And I bet you those things like that they're talking about, I bet you they weren't worse than useless. They're just not as good as getting a computer to do it. So like, how cool is it that they were able to, for years, do better than nothing with like, yeah, I used the hot girlfriend rule and we found Barry Bonds.
Well, I did most of my scouting down at the beach looking for the hot girlfriends of prospective baseball players.
That was WWE recruiting for the women's division anyway for a while. Was like a bunch of the executives going through lingerie magazines and like swimsuit issues and stuff and going like, oh yeah, we could teach her to wrestle. Yeah, let's get her.
I mean, that's what they said when Vince walked in.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy you would have had to hide that from, though.
If that's actually, what you mean. Yeah, fair.
Are you scouting for new talent again? No, sir. I swear to God, I was masturbating. Okay, then. Carry on. What a horrible man! It's the final countdown. We're back on Zoom. This is probably the thing that's going to break us back into the mainstream. Is being back on Zoom. We were on Google for a while.
Because we went off Zoom.
Oh.
Wait. Sorry, that was less than 40 minutes, Jack, I'm going to say.
It is, because I just threw a small amount of money at the problem to make it go away.
Oh, it lets you microtransact.
No, it just lets you subscribe while you're in a meeting. That's why I haven't been saying much of the last 90 seconds. I was like, let's just get this out of the way.
Fair enough. Throwing a small amount of money, the Jack Toner solution to it. And it's the best solution in general.
Yeah, it's lovely. If my dad taught me anything, Jack, though.
If my dad taught me anything, and he fucking did, it's that sometimes the best thing to do is to throw a small amount of money at the problem. If I disappoint my dad in any way, and I do, it's that occasionally I forget the small part of that sentence. I throw large amounts of money at things that aren't problems, and he's disappointed in what he raised.
So anyway, Pop, drive me and Sam, we chartered a helicopter to get to Lucan.
Yeah, I've been away the last couple of weeks and my daddy been driving the Jag, and now he's like, take it back. It's such a smooth ride. It's the first time we've been able to say that about a toner forever.
It is like floating on the ocean. It is a lovely, lovely boaty ride. Yeah. I don't know why that would be a compliment to a car that it's like a boat, but it is.
it's like a speed boat.
Bouncy, you know, and annoying to be like, on.
Vehicles are like people, you know. Every singer wants to be an actor. Every actor wants to be a director. Every car wants to be a boat. Every boat wants to be a plane.
And every plane wants to be a rocket.
Yeah,
and some of them get to be. You ever see those boats that really do become planes for a little while?
Yeah,
I only ever see footage.
No, you're thinking planes that become boats for a little while, and it's a bad thing.
In that documentary Sully.
That did happen once with a plane where it turned into a boat. But you know the speedboats that, like, I only ever see them when things are going catastrophically wrong.
I think you're thinking about Happy Days when they jumped the shark.
That was Happy Days. That's the documentary.
A man
Happy
became
Days.
A boat that became a plane.
Well, no, they're like aerofoils on the water. They basically don't touch the water when they're going. They're like the ones where if you see a dramatic speedboat crash, those are the ones. They're going like 200 miles an hour on top of the water. And I've never seen it go right once.
Which is funny, because what are they crashing into? They're not touching water.
Sharks.
Sharks can come out of the water.
Yeah.
Sharks can come out of the water, you see. The voice you're hearing there, the voice of Unreason that you're hearing there is Ben Clifford.
Hello.
You might know me
from this show a while ago.
Yeah. We don't get a lot of Ben on this show, but he has a tendency to come along when we're doubling up. So we get about double the Ben. You get double the Ben that we do, because we tend to make two episodes. People are traveling. People have been traveling. People are going traveling. And Ben is here. And we're going to hear about all of that. But before we do, you wouldn't be tuning into this if it wasn't to hear about our beers. So lads, what are we drinking? I'd say probably.
I actually do have a beer. I went and got several beers because I was like, we're doing a double. And I was down near a shop that sells beers. Whiplash, Embracing Facts, the India Pale Ale. Also, Manus, it seems like many of the podcasts you listen to.
And do those facts, Jack, could you answer me this, care about your feelings?
The facts actually don't care about your feelings, and that's why you're so wrecked. That's why you have been crushed, destroyed, and embarrassed on the internet.
You ever notice how it's never a transgender activist gets wrecked by Ben Shapiro physically?
Yeah.
Or do you ever notice how it's like transgender activists like pleasantly surprised by new information that mildly adjusts their specific take, but their worldview remains broadly unchanged? I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Yeah, me too.
You don't want to see the T's beat up Ben Shapiro physically? I do.
I want to see that as well. Oh, I just think that there's time for the daytime viewing as well, man. I'll stir my jacket too at night.
Yeah. I think he wants that. So secretly, I think he's kind of wants that. The way he carries on, he like wants somebody to beat him up, and he'd probably make $1 million out of it.
He does have resting "I wish you would" face.
Yeah. Maybe he is actually a secret like assassin, because you'd think he wouldn't. You'd think he would have been beaten up several times by now. Or maybe he just logically destroys the bully before they get to it.
Yeah, he's kind of got like Megamind sort of energy. He just fucking like gets in their psyche. He's like Professor X right there, you know?
Or he's like, let me introduce you to my friends, Facts and Logic.
Actually, those are not friends. Those are your fists. They are not your friends. Fists are not your friends. Combat is bad. I am Ben Shapiro. Judeo-Christian values dictate that you cannot punch me. Ow.
But he also doesn't seem rich enough to have, like, permanent bodyguards.
I'd say he's minted.
Really?
I think there's a lot of money in that game.
Mm.
Yeah, people wouldn't do it if there wasn't money in it. Because it is, like, it's debasing.
It is.
Telling people that you've never gotten your wife wet, like, really, like, I don't know if there's an amount of money you could pay me.
But she tells people for free all the time, Gavin. So it is debasing. I don't know if you saw the Daily Wire's sports comedy that they released, which I'm sure made money. Lady Ballers, and you already know the plot to it.
Oh, that one of them has balls.
Well, they do all have balls. It's just it's
transgender.
Yeah, men's basketball team competes for women against women, pretends to be trans and competes against women, and comedy, of course, ensues.
you see, people often say that, Mattis, but I've seen it not ensue in instances such as this.
These things they may write themselves, but that doesn't mean it's good.
Yes.
How do you go your whole fucking career giving out about people's ideology in interfering with the creative process and like ruining films and stuff, and then do the same thing? Well, actually, of course I know how he does it. He's a hypocrite. That's how he does it.
Yeah. That's how anybody does anything.
How did he do it?
He took an oath, Manus.
The hypocrite oath. I get it.
Yeah. I shall do no harm. Punch, punch, punch. This oath means nothing.
He seems more like I shall technically do no harm kind of oath. Like a not touching, can't get mad kind of do no harm.
It's going to be two hits in this fight. Me hitting you with facts and you hitting the keys on your keyboard to look them up on the internet and proving me wrong about it.
Yeah, Kevin, so Jack, you're having a delicious whiplash.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I just had a really foamy boy on it, so I had to let it settle down. Mm.
Oh, it looks like a delicious orange juice.
It tastes like a delicious orange juice. It is actually very tasty. We're talking, this is like a, okay, it's called Embracing Facts. It's an IPA. It is a 6.8%. I also have a DEPA for later, so that's going to be pretty risky. It's a Pilsner malt, flaked oats, wheat malt, Eldorado, Huel melon. Actually quite a smooth and soft flavor, but it is flavorful. This is good stuff.
Excellent. How much change you get for it out of a tenner?
I think this was like between 5 and 6. I got 3 beers and a load of snacks, and it was $30. So it's
a lot of snacks.
Yeah, I did snack it pretty hard. I actually think that snacks have probably gotten more expensive than beers in terms of their like relative what it was versus what it now is price. You know, that with the way it makes your
beer
hands.
It was always pushing the limit.
It was. And Whiplash, no less than anyone else. At least they have the decency to be nice most of the time. Yeah. And even
when they got their name.
Yep.
You're buying the bill at the till, and they go, "That's $30," and your neck goes,
"Whoa, wow!"
I will whip your whole lash if you keep taking that nonsense.
So what actually happened in Dallas on that fateful 1963 morning was actually
that's why he went back and to the left.
Yeah, Kennedy was just shocked by the price of things.
What?
Prices that'll blow your mind. Oh shit, Mr. President, no!
No! There's a theory we haven't looked into fully. I mean, they're saying they're investigating all theories, but...
Yeah, I think that might be part of the problem. They may be investigating all of them, which is why they haven't got to the correct one yet.
Yeah.
Well, what if it was the case that he tripped over a flower? Unlikely in a moving car, but it's possible. It's possible. So we'll have to investigate. The Why Not Commission, which is the new guys they got into replace. The Warren Commission. Ben, did I see you sipping something or waving a glass at us?
Yes, I was waving a glass because I'm not at home and I thought there was no alcohol in the house I was. How incorrect I was. There was a bottle of limoncello.
Oh,
it was open. And
yeah,
I don't know how.
Bueno, however you say it in Italian. Bella.
So I have a little glass of limoncello. It was opened at some point. I don't know how long it's been open, but I did Google, does it go bad? The answer is yes, in about 6 months. It's definitely been open more than 6 months, probably closer to 6 years.
The real answer is, does it go?
What are you, a limoncello expert? Like, how are we supposed to tell? You know?
Yeah.
Tastes gone up already.
Yeah.
It tastes like limoncello to me.
No, it stays bad. It's like if you stay ready, you don't got to get ready. Like, does it go bad? No, it just is.
It's a delicious 30%. Yeah. And I put it in the fridge in a glass.
Lovely.
I don't know if it's meant to be syrupy, but it developed a syrup.
It seems like it should be syrupy, doesn't it?
Right? Yeah, it's a liqueur.
Liqueur should be... 30% is an annoying percentage because it's so close to being in it won't go bad territory, but it's not.
Yeah.
I think you have to get up to like 37 or something before it gets to where it basically...
Oh, I added a couple of shots of vodka to make sure I was...
Oh, yeah. That'd be fine.
Yeah. That made it better.
You're having a delicious player's mulled wine with non-alcoholic mulled wine with a noggin of vodka mixed in. I can't believe that wasn't nice.
Honestly, shocking. I'm drinking a Hopfully, one I haven't seen before. It's Eye Catcher Session Pale Ale, sorry. And let me tell you what, those boys at Hopfully, they've done it again.
God damn.
Beckon Delicious. It is a 4.8%, so it's a short session. but it's absolutely delicious. It's kind of like a toned down Graciosa, which like love Graciosa, but you know, I could drink this all day. It's juicy, it's fresh, it's got like a nice kind of tartness to it. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, for to be in few pints, I'd say territory, Graciosa could do with being toned down, probably.
Yeah.
So that's probably no criticism of it at all. I haven't spoken to the guys, either of them, since they moved, because they were when we knew them, they were bopping around, they were everywhere.
They were mobile, borrowing keg space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they now, is it Rascals they took over? I can't remember where they, but they're somewhere now, permanently anyway.
It says brewed in Waterford, so they're there.
Well,
is that where the old Metal Man brewery was?
And you're right. I think it might be Metal Man. I think that might be exactly where they took over. Because, and I also haven't seen Metal Man in forever.
No, they they should everywhere. Yeah,
which is like from a brand perspective, Metal Man was pretty fucking sick. Like, I don't know, the beer was kind of fine, but like the kind of Art Deco steampunk style was class.
Yeah,
I never remember having a Metal Man that I was like this and this forever. I don't ever remember them being bad either. But they did have a branding, and maybe it wouldn't stand out as much now because a lot of brands have moved that way. But in the days when craft beers were just like, put a sticker on it, we'll see. Mm. They kind of had a very clear identity about what they were, and you would see them there on the shelf, you know. And were they one of the earlier ones to go into cans as well? Because now it's like, I mean, everything's in cans, but it really was bottles for the longest time. Mm. And I can't even remember if that's true, to be honest with you.
No, it is. Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah.
Well, Mattis, you've got three people here agreeing with you. Like, I mean, what more evidence do you need?
You won't hear a word of disagreement from three people who don't know any better.
I mean, that's just... True or not true, have you discussed, and I only thought about it there, Gavin, when you're talking about your session IPA being 4.8, is the reason we've lost all table and light and labs in the NABs minimum unit pricing? Can I blame that for this? I want to.
Huh. You would think, wouldn't you, that it would go the other way?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's so expensive to make.
I actually think it's just like the general move towards big people doing it, that there's less need for crafts. Like, there was a market need.
Jack, big people have always been doing it. You've just started doing it recently as a small person. That's both. That's big people. We've been doing it.
But it's an interesting one because I guess people just didn't buy them in a volume. Because even the ones now labeled micro IPAs are like, they're close enough to 4%, and I wonder if it's because some brands, in order to keep their prices closer to what they were, have just dropped their percentage right down. Like, you get a Dutch Gold now, it's like 3.5%. Bud Light's 3.4%. You know, they're pretty good. Like, I had a couple of weeks ago had a day on the Budskis, the transsexual beer. Kid Rock was shooting bullets at it. I was shooting them down my throat. I don't know what
absolutely.
To tell you.
You were like, it's pro transgender. Absolutely. Yeah. I gotta keep this brand alive.
I gotta
Little
keep
America
this
has lost its way, but Manus hasn't.
Yeah. So for every one of those fat drunken hicks who gives up on a beer brand just because it has a stance slightly outside of what they like, well, they've got a new player in town, buddy. But I think I drank like 10 of them, and it was at 3.4%, and these are 440 ml cans, I guess it's not even 500. It's hard work getting drunk on those. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, I'm full, and I'm not going to drive a car, but I probably could.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not an archway. I wasn't completely safe to drive, but...
Yeah.
But it was... So I don't know. It's a good question, Ben. They have gone away, and you would think it would be the other way. You'd think there'd be more of them.
Yeah.
Due to minimum
unit. But in my logic, the thing I'm putting forward to the council is that, you know, the way when you talk about non-alcoholic beers and you're like, well, why aren't they cheaper? And everyone's like, it's just too expensive to take the alcohol out. I'd imagine it's also expensive to get it from wherever it was down.
Yeah, but so, also, like, sorry, it like, as if it costs so much fucking money to for some barley to ferment in some fucking water. Like, get grit, you fucker. Like, they're doing it at such wide scales. Like, the cost per, like, of the actual liquid, the cost per bottle of Spooky Heineken has got to be like 3 cents. And, like, you know, I can't. Fucking,
yeah. Oh yeah, the cost of the actual
liquid. I can't go with anything else. Like,
the cost of the liquid is, the cost of the liquid has to be basically free.
And they're not paying a lot of the taxes that the alcohol version is paying. And
it can't be the tax amount more expensive, right? That's the,
of course,
the taxes.
Yeah. What a coincidence it would be if it just so happened to be exactly that amount more expensive to make. Golly gee, wouldn't you know? Look, sometimes the person who is running the raffle actually ends up winning it. And as well, and I didn't think we were getting onto this, but it annoys the piss out of me, even more than the non-alcoholic beer creates piss. This annoys it out of me. That, like, surely, I guess they can't admit it, but it's worth it. They should give it away for free, because what it allows them to do is to all of the advertising is for zero,
yeah,
zero.
It's their advertising market. Yeah, it's a budget. Yeah. This is just the cost of entry into advertising, man. It should be free. It's free of alcohol. Could be free money. And there's your first campaign.
Exactly, it should be free. And that is your first campaign. And Ben, I know you're in advertising, so you can't tell them that stuff.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But they... because, yeah, like that Guinness ad, which is pretty good Guinness. Well, as far as Guinness ads go, the one with the singing pints, they're singing.
That's like, if you want to gripe about it, I will later. But you can
do. We can gripe about it. But my point is that's indistinguishable from any other Guinness ad that might be made. But it's technically speaking a 0-0 ad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that they should be for the benefit they get out of being able to do that. It should be free.
See, man, I don't think you have a strong enough memory of when cigarettes insisted on continuing to advertise in Formula One.
In fact, they still do. Anyone know?
I certainly remember buzzing Hornets when the Jordan team.
Yeah,
was
they would create new companies with similar sounding, slightly different names to real cigarette companies, slap it on the cars, and get around the rules. What we have done for alcohol is made. I'm sorry, and now you can advertise all the Heineken 00 at the Grand Prix that you want, and it's a great little workaround for beer brands to not advertise beer products or alcohol.
They're able to do stuff that they were never able to do. They're like showing people in their sports cars swilling a Heineken. Don't drink and drive. If you must drive, drink the non-alcoholic Heineken.
Yeah, it's like, here's the man winning the race enjoying this non-alcoholic Heineken.
We are counting down the days until there's an ad where a cop and a driver cheers through the window for a mistake of pulling them over.
Yeah. Hey, is that an open container?
My mistake, good fellow. Click. Nope. Continue driving.
Actually, Ben.
Wait, did that ad for Archway not already come out?
That would be a really good ad.
It is a really good ad. It already exists. It's called the Flat Eric Levi's ad. They pull them over for being too cool, and they have a trunk full of jeans, and the cop's like, on you go. And Flat Eric's like, and it was fucking class.
Yeah.
Driving while sculling non-alcoholic beers seems like the type of thing that the officer would pull you over, and you would go, well, guard, there's no law against it. And he'd go, I know, but no. I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know there's no law, but don't do it.
It's like when you try to buy it before, 11 or whenever they refuse to sell it, 12?
Oh, and that's like, another fucking annoying thing. You can't buy that. And you're like,
there's nothing in this. Yeah, but it looks like beer. It's like, so does like crafty colas or whatever the fuck. So does Liquid Death. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, Liquid Death is another one. It's like, I may have been in the market for some canned fizzy water, but I sure didn't think that's what Liquid Death was.
Yeah, me either. When you were drinking it on my Stag Jack, I was like, Jesus, you're starting early. And then I was like, oh, it's just water.
And then the poor person working on the train whose job it is to stop people drinking on the train, which is the whole reason you get the train.
Yes.
Like, sir, can you put that can away? And he's like, this is actually water. He's like,
yeah, myself and Jack were on that buzz.
Yeah.
I mean, different color cans, which confused him more. I had the lime one and it was green and it looked more like a can of Carlsberg. He was so annoyed.
They only, do that on certain routes at certain times? Like the Stag Do heavy routes? Like, because you'll often see people just happily drinking on a train and nobody says shit to them. Like, I understand as well that like you were the guys they were going to tell not to. Because
water slightly swilling. Harder than us. Oh, well, let's be honest, a lot harder than us.
Water swilling, chess playing alphas. Yeah, we were gonna
cross arm handing out to the carriage.
Yeah,
friend of the people.
Yeah, someone brought some pastries as well. That shit gets crummy, you know what I mean, boys?
Actually, I'd fucking way rather be on a train with some like chess playing beer swillers than sit on a chair after someone's had a bunch of fucking pastries. Crumbs fucking everywhere, man. I don't know what
we can't do either or, but I can offer you both.
sitting in a greasy grease on the armrests, pastry crumbs on the fucking seat part, and empties rolling around the train carriage. That's right, sausage roll beer, Jim, has been sitting here. Sausage rolls, the second choice of everyone who's ever gone to a deli in the morning, only to find.
Oh, what? Sausage roll would be my first choice. I'm going to read three.
Yeah.
And it would be, if it was like, if I went to fucking Patrick Ebo and it was like scallop on a bed of fucking leaves or whatever, and the other option was a sausage roll, it would be sausage roll every day of the week. Oh, if everywhere should be a sausage roll. It's so fucking delicious.
So good. The only time I'm disappointed with a sausage roll is when it has the kind of lattice or lattice, whatever we pronounce it, like top to it.
Yeah.
I just want it totally encased in pastry.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they doing? What are they trying to do with the lattice? What's
you don't want to see the sausage.
You certainly don't.
I don't want to know how it's made.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's. Yeah. I guess maybe I've just been having bad sausage rolls, or perhaps what it actually is they were good at one point, but by the time I'm getting to them, they're just.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I will say a deli sausage roll, not going to be nice. And I know no one's going to want to hear this. The fancy cafe sausage rolls just fucking like nothing like a €4 sausage roll. Like it really, like the meat to paste
they've added
ratio.
Sausage and sage in there. They've added the other ingredient they use.
Yeah, they do.
Like
they do.
And fennel.
It's like, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
And you're right, Gavin. They do. They fuck with the ratio in a way that if it was described to you, you would think you would want, which is more meat to pastry. But you don't want that. You're just like, oh, that's just all uncased sausage meat in my mouth. And that's...
yeah.
And I want that at a very specific time of the day, and that time is not now. So, and as a fellow mustache haver, Gavin, you must have to contend with the flaky pastry bits in your stash.
No. Joyce has to contend with that.
You get to enjoy it.
Joyce is like one of those little birds that lives on the back of an elephant. It's just, ooh, pastry for me.
She's grooming him.
Yeah.
It's like if you go on right wing Twitter, that's all it is. He's grooming him. everyone's a groomer. Sometimes they mix up whether they're a race trader or a groomer and they say it in the wrong time. And it's, I like it. It's good. You should, it's, you want consistency. It's not great, but if you just want a wild ride.
You bring up a good point. Barbershops, not called men's groomers anymore. Not so much these days. No. You don't see that phrase in the building.
Straight away from the title. Yeah.
Were they, now this is
groomers.
I don't want to shit on your premise here, Ben, but was there like a heyday of them being that?
I would say if I was to put a time on it, 2005 to 2008, we started getting
the grooming rooms still exist. I got a hot towel shave there and a finger.
Very good.
The grooming rooms got bought out by a bunch of shady individuals. What? That is true. And to tell you what I'm drinking, it is a spooky Perlenbacher. Which cost as much as a non-alcoholic beer should cost. You can get them in Lidl for six of them for €3. So like that's fine.
Jesus, they must have thought of a really cheap way to take the alcohol out.
They never put it in, Gavin. They never put it in.
That's so much better.
Take the step. Why go to the start line when you can go straight to the finish?
Go straight to the finish line. So you boil it for a bit longer. Man, you should see how much that costs. I mean, it costs a bit.
What would happen if you just leapt some barley in some water and then just soda streamed it? Like, does it need to be hot?
I would say.
I believe you have.
Say you are 95% of the way there, Ben. I know we have a beer podcast, but I think you're pretty close.
I also.
We don't need the warts.
You have the technology to run this experiment.
I do. I don't have a soda stream because I stand with Palestine. But I
say, did you divest yourself of your soda stream in solidarity?
Yeah, never have one. But I the Drinkmate's unofficial tagline is you can fizz anything. They don't explicitly say it, but they imply it heavily. And I've fizzed a lot.
What's the most?
Ben, what have you fizzed?
Yeah, go on.
Fizzed some milk. That was pretty good. That was for a friend of ours, Keelan's request. He wanted to know what fizzy milk was. I occasionally fizz cold brew coffee. People think it's gross until I explain to you.
Delicious kind of Coke tastes like.
Kind of has that caffeine-y. It's a cold brew coffee. Gets it to a spring country version of that.
Yeah.
I have fizzed white wine and made my version of champagne. That is the best thing to fizz.
I can imagine that
cheap,
good.
Cheap white becomes a slightly cheap champagne.
Does it fizz it in the same way? Like, is there a, if someone handed you something that had been drink mated, would you be like, I'm one that was just carbonated, whatever other way they do it, would you?
No, I thought you were asking, do they fizz it the same way they do champagne? Like, no, man, that takes some time.
I know that, yeah, because they have to bring the drink mate all the way to the champagne region.
I know, it's a logistics challenge, really.
Yeah, that's true, because they can't make the drink mate has to be made in the drink mate region of France. And
it's just a sparkling soda stream.
It's a sparkling soda stream. That's where the Israelis got involved. Always, yeah. Always in for the evil. When you say milk was good, go back there.
Yes, good thing to pick up on. Does anyone remember? I don't know if they were called this, but my memory has it as Milky Moos. They were a milk-based lollipop.
Yes, I certainly do remember Milky Moos.
Yes, absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
You remember they were kind of slightly sugary and slightly caramelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what fizz does to milk as well. It releases the sugar of milk.
Oh. Huh. Sign me up. Drinking a Milky Moo? Yes, please.
But it's fizzy, though. That's the only thing. Sugar? I didn't think so.
Well, fizz in general will make something taste of more, won't it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that was Guinness for a while. Taste of more. Yeah. We fizz this one.
Because Milky Moo, really, the flavor would really work in like a milkshake beverage or whatever. I get why you can't put it into a McFlurry. I presume you would have an Oppenheimer moment if that happened.
We were saying
say if you see someone fizzing.
Fizz it up.
I've become death, destroyer of swirls.
Very good. I could probably fizz some ice cream. I can give it a go. See what happens. I'd have to whip it up. It would have to be a cool whip.
Oh, yeah, okay, because yeah, that's the two ways of liquefying ice cream, isn't it? Well, they're really both the same way. They're both heating it to the point that it melts.
Heating it,
yeah.
To which point it just becomes cream.
That with ice. Melted ice.
Ah, but if you cool it down, the ice becomes water. So it becomes water cream?
Precisely. Yeah. And the great thing is, there's no one's updated the patent on water cream, so we can just keep making that all day. We can... That'll be...
We could do an experiment. I could get some white wine. I could get some champagne. I could get some cava. And... The only thing we're missing is a Frenchman. But we have a man us. So
that's true. I'm basically French. And we could get the Lazy Susan out. I can't remember why that would be necessary, but we could get it. Yeah, I needed it to do it on a blind taste test on my own. And then when we were doing the Guinness one, I was like, oh, well, how are we going to do this without the Lazy Susan? Oh, yeah, just do it the way you fucking would do it. The thing that you brought the late, you don't have the problem that you brought it in to solve, but still, it makes for a nice visual image of everything spinning around. And I can't imagine those champagne flutes would have any difficulty staying upright on the centrifuge that we've just created for them. Yeah, this is all good stuff. Fizzy water, and were there any that don't work?
I haven't come across anything, but also, I am a stubborn man.
Problem with the tester that you haven't found anything that doesn't work as a fizzy beverage.
Yeah,
I've learned things about myself recently through algorithms and otherwise, and apparently I have a novelty kink, and by that I mean not in a sexy way, but in an ADHD way, that I like new things. So so if it's fizzy and I haven't had a fizzy before, I'm interested.
and they call it a kink to make sure that we don't confuse it with a sexual thing, or what
I call it a kink because I'm naturally a little bit sexy when I'm fizzing things. I get aroused a little bit.
So. He's heavy, not hard, when he's fizzing.
Yeah. I get the impression, now you would, now I realize this product is not nice to drink even without fizzing it, but I'd be very interested to see what it does to a bottle of fairy liquid.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Not what I thought you were going to say. And I will say, before we all say it, I haven't tried it, but I have been interested to see what it does to your friend and mine, Connor.
Salmon.
And how much do you think you'd need to run the test, like, legitimately?
Like four lads worth of cum, maybe?
Do you have any idea what source? Four approximate lads.
What I don't know how to source is a tester. I don't know who's in the market for this.
Yeah. And who I don't want to let into my house is someone who wants to be the tester.
Yes. Yeah. And we don't have Craigslist in this country, which would solve all my problems.
It would. And create several more.
Yes. Yeah. It would, yeah.
I think I
couldn't find the body. Have you checked the fizzer? He's been chopping it up and hiding it in a drink mix.
I
have a relevant story, but it's actually not for the podcast. But do remind me to tell you.
For the break.
That'll tease the listener. That'll tease
me. I don't know what part of what we just said in the last 5 minutes you picked up on it. I'm excited about any possibility.
Yeah. There are so many threads that you could pull on.
It's the worst one. It's the one you think
it is. It's the worst one.
It's the worst one. It's the one you think it is.
Cool.
Did people make fun of David Seaman when he was an active player for the fact that his name is that of Con?
I'd say so.
Yeah, surely.
You'd think they did, right? I mean, they must have. But I don't recall it.
Seaman and his balls? Yeah, sure.
No, I think they were too busy being racist.
True.
It was much easier
to throw a banana at John Barnes than it was to make a cum joke about David Seaman. Good old English David Seaman.
Yeah.
Nothing funny about that.
There's nothing funny about how David Seaman looks for his name.
Lobbing Seaman at that mustache goalkeeper. Lobbing Seaman from 40 yards. There's nothing funny there. Oh, but God, but by God, the 20th time this season that we throw a banana at that black player. Oh, God, it gets a laugh every time.
It gets me every time, yeah. It just goes to show you. I mean, like, truly it's the racists who lose out on excellent jokes at the expense of David Seaman. You know?
I don't think they think that, though. Bet you they still think. Do you remember that time we went down and we threw a banana? Oh, I do remember that time. That was really funny. Oh, do you remember that other time when we threw a banana? Yeah, I remember that time as well. Oh, we threw it each time. Yes, we did.
And then there's this one guy in the corner who's like, I remember that time we came up with that incredible wordplay to do it with his name.
I don't remember that.
No, mate.
I don't remember that. Who was playing?
You voted
that's national
fucking
treasure you're talking about.
You voted Remain, didn't you?
David Wankman is a great player. All right, and I won't hear a fucking bad word set against him.
Yeah. Christopher Cum Gobbler was the greatest goalkeeper Everton Football Club ever had.
Yeah.
And the disrespect.
Ryan Jizz Dumpster was one of the best signings this club has had for years, bro.
The baby batter bandit was the greatest left centre half we've ever had at Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Baby batter is a new one for me. And it's real good.
Oh man.
Baby batter.
Billy Husband Porridge was the most spectacular striker we ever had at West Bromwich Albion. And it is a cried shame and a fright to go to Hades. We used to be a proper country. But our jizz gargling first 11 was respected. Bobby Charlton, name didn't mean cum, but he loved cum as well. And his country. And his country. We used to be a proper country.
We cut to the locker rooms. Bugs Bunny reveals it's not Michael's secret sauce. It's just a bottle of cum, boys.
It's the protein in it.
Yeah.
Nothing gay about football now, lads. Into the team bath for a nice, refreshing glass of cum. and then we're off to be lads. They need to bring back national service, man. That's what they need to do.
Fucking
get people drinking hot loads again for Britain.
For Queen and Cumtree.
All right, gentlemen.
Oh, very good.
There it is.
Gentlemen, it's time. If we're going to win the Battle of Britain, we have to first sip from the bottle of Britain.
Oh.
Why did we let our officers be decided based on how rich they are? It seems like it fucking selects for freaks.
Of course, there was all sorts of rumours about what went down in public school. The most ridiculous one was the idea that we'd all jizz on a biscuit and then the loser would have to eat it. Of course, obviously, the winner would get to eat it. The trouble was, during the war, they were rationing the cum for the boys and the Spitfires, you know. But of course, in our public school, we called them Swallowfires. Just fucking shooting down a Nazi in the morning and guzzling a bottle of cum in the evening. Those were the fucking days, man.
Used to be a real
country. Fucking hell, we used to have a country.
We used to be a real country.
And there was one Christmas morning, I remember, when we came out of those trenches and we walked across that field. Glass of cum in hand and we outstretched our hands and our cocks. Boys. Today we're all men. Today we're all men.
Yeah, if you're tuning in going, what a weird episode of the podcast I've tuned into. Nope.
Well, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I would be worried about driving off new listeners if there were any, but there aren't. And I don't advertise this anywhere. So even if there
Maybe
could be,
this
there
is the episode that we should just like do a real push for. Like put it on.
Yeah, this is the one.
Like put this it on personal social medias and like throw a few ad books behind it.
Yeah. Could we get it to where? I mean, could we get Farage on? I mean, he does cameos, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
I think we could get you, Manus, to immediately do a Farage. That
I don't even.
And it will be just as good.
Yeah, well, I can do a pretty good impression of him, but you're going to have to give me a glass of cum first so I can gargle with it, and that's kind of what he said. I don't really know what he sounds like. I find it difficult.
Like he kind of sounds a bit like Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, okay. Like, you would kind of expect him to sound like. It's just he's one of those people that he's very annoying to listen to, so you can't, like, I find myself turning him off.
But it's precisely the words he says that make him annoying.
So that kind of voice.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
He's like, if you were to stab a guess at what he sounds like, you're gonna be within the margin of error. Like you're gonna be within 5 to 10%. You know, like you're gonna
imagine Gavin. Him being very rah-rah for a war that he's not gonna have to go fight in. That kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like, and I do believe that we should do we should have another draft, and it should be for everybody one day younger than me.
Yeah. We're doing a double, so I'm cognizant of not wanting.
Yeah, and we've probably almost gone an hour at this point.
Yeah,
I think it can only be described as
touched on Jack Road Trip.
That'll be the next episode. Hey, smoke weed every day.
And we've done what can only be described as an hour of cum.
An hour of cum. It's a lot more cum than
any
usual.
Of us have experienced that.
For many of you, this will mean much less coming. For me, much more. Yeah. All right. Well, let's just put an article. Well, let's review the beers that we have. I don't have to review mine because I've had it a million times on the podcast. But quick one on limoncello. Ben, it doesn't go on the official list. It's not technically an ale, so it doesn't go on the list. But
I don't want to spoil what I'm going to be drinking next episode. But for keen-eared listeners, you can compare my stour now to my slurring later. that glass of limoncello, delicious. I'm going to give it an 8. And I will probably get a 12 in about an hour.
When you fizz it up with the drink, Matteo.
Fizz it up. Ooh. Yeah, I might steal that bottle. My mum will never know it's gone.
She'll never know it's gone. No, fill it up with fairy liquid or something to make it look like you've not drank it all. You know, like you do with vodka when it's water, but with limoncello you do... Oh no, probably not fairy liquor. Probably lemon. Those Jif lemons, the ones you get.
Squeezing it in.
Yeah. And then you're like, "Well, what? Oh, this limoncello tastes disgusting." Well, obviously, mother, it's been open for 5 years. Of course, it tastes like Jif lemon.
Yeah.
Jack, the not body riddle, whatever the whip.
Embracing Facts IPA. Yeah, really good. Like, this is like a, I found this to be incredibly drinkable in a way that I often don't find with IPAs. It's not really a style that I particularly go in for. Sure. This is really smooth in that sort of, what was that, like, smooth and juicy? Was that the milk and juice thing?
Orange juice and milk, from Avonmore.
Let's fucking see if we can carbonate that, get that fizzy. It's kind of, it's like a half step in that direction in a really nice way. Flavor's all there. It's a 9 for me. Ooh, and, it's, a 6.8 or something, and it's pizzite.
It's getting up there in percentages. I mean, I certainly do remember a time when if something was 6.8, you'd be going, oh, that's a mighty meatball. You know, but because we did like to talk like that in the early days, if you remember.
Yeah, we did.
Language evolves. Yeah, what
language evolves.
So that's great. We're going to be, from your perspective as a listener, back in a week. From our perspective as co-conspirators, or whatever you would call whatever this is, we're going to be back right away with a fresh new episode from our lips to your ears.
Yeah. And if anyone's wondering, hopefully Eyecatcher is a 9. Hopefully they'll make bad beer.
Hopefully they'll make bad beer.
That's what I've learned. It's like, all right, hopefully they'll make bad beer.
Just to be clear, Gav, have we fast forwarded a week or is this happening today?
We forwarded a week.
Okay. Great.
I'll release Gavin's thing as a bonus episode, probably, because I mean, there was...
that would be great.
I wouldn't be a bad trick to pull on the 4 remaining listeners that we have to be like, oh boy, bonus episode. What the?
It's 40 seconds. Howard will be furious.
Oh, actually, he'd be pretty pleased with something that lasted 40 seconds, I dare say.
A new record?
Probably.
I do say probably. Yeah, all right. I'm going to grab a mystery beer for the second one.
Mm. Ooh. I'm going to top up my limoncello.
Nice. I still have a show to finish. There's only one thing to cheers to.
Oh.
Cheers. To
King and Cumtree?
To King and Cumtree.
King and Cumtree.
Never order, never buy a set of drawers off Cumtree.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell? There's cum all over us.
And cut! Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.